take that information and run with it, work with it, go for it. That kind of inclusion is what KABU does best. So here's my plug for both your book, Rat Bleeped, The True Story Behind the Secret Plan to Steal American Democracy. I want to thank you personally, David Daley, again, for all you've done. And I want to put a call out to everyone else to just say, this is where it starts. Information, organization, commitment, and community. So,
thank you for the great conversation. Everybody make a phone call, because conversation and community matters. So we get what we pay for in the media. So,
exactly.
So help out KABU, everybody.
All right. Thank you again. I appreciate it. And thank you, callers, for all that you have done. And please take the time to invest in your democracy and your community. Thank you. This is Michelle Schroeder-Fletcher at KBOO 90.7 FM Portland.
KABU Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Extreme Amateur Games Scooter Competition. Round 2, Sunday, September 25th at D Block Indoor Skate Park in Clackamas. This is Round 2 in the Mad Bro Extreme Amateur Games. Winners are allowed to compete in following competitions and in the final. Again, that's Extreme Amateur Games Scooter Competition Round 2, Sunday, September 25th at D Block Indoor Skate Park. 8921 Southeast Jansen Road in Clackamas. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under your community events.
KABU would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Zell's Cafe, a breakfast and brunch spot at 1300 Southeast Morrison Street, serving baked salmon Benedict, German waffles, and more. Becoming a member is easy when you call 877-500-5266 today to support KABU.
And you're tuned to KABU, KBOO Portland. 10:15, stay tuned for Flashpoints today, featuring excerpts from the new film by Greg Palast. It's called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. At 11 o'clock, we got The Food Show with host Chris Siegel, talking with Joy Church of the Portland Kitchen about the positive impact of teaching cooking skills to at-risk youth. Also with Eric Tonsmeyer, author of The Carbon Farming Solution. All that coming up on KABU after Chris Andre coming right up with Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, September 21st, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM on the web. What else would you be listening to? This is your radio. So, of course, you're listening to KBOO. We've got everything. We've got the news. We've got public affairs. We have shows about food and where how it's sourced all the way up to how you cook it, how you eat it. We've got music, a wide, vast, eclectic variety. That's why we are all doing this. What else could we possibly be gathered here together this morning on Wednesday to share thoughts, share ideas, and to also share a little bit of our actual worth? This is Membership Drive, and we have a matching grant for this show. $250 cost, please. We can do it. We can make that $250 go a lot further. We can make it go all the way to the Dakota Access Pipeline. We can get it all the way to cities all along the eastern seaboard where police are shooting down African-American men left, right, and center. It happens almost every week, sometimes more than once in the same week. It's an utter, absolute disgrace, and the rest of the world is not just watching. The world is watching. Yes, the rest of the world is talking also. We have an extraordinary guest, one of my favorite people. I would not have talked to Ed Fallon, probably, of Fallon's Farm. I probably would never have met Ed had it not been for the Dakota Access Pipeline, and I was reaching out in all directions to get reports from people right there on the ground on what actually is happening. That's how I met Ed. Turns out that he does a radio show. He does a lot more than that, and he is a serious activist in Iowa, and we welcome him back to KBOO and the Air Cascadia Airwaves this morning. Ed, it's so great to have you back today. And I think we'll
good to be here, Chris.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. We talked about this briefly about a week ago. 30 people were arrested protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline. Iowa is an agricultural state. This is farmland. The fact, though, which I hope that people here in Oregon, where activism is a way of life, what people need to understand is what a rare occurrence that is, and what it takes to. We always ask ourselves, well, what does it take? What would we put on the line? But these people, I know, I farm. I know that I can't take a day off to get arrested unless I plan weeks in advance. It's hard to do that. If your land is at stake, your way of life is at stake, then you are willing to put your time and your life on the line. Could you just to tell us what's going on there in Iowa with you and the protests that have been taking place there?
Well, it's continues to ramp up, and we had and there's lots of different groups involved. There's so many different people working on this, but we had the protest at the Mississippi River last weekend. That drew about 200 people. That's probably the largest one yet, and 44 were arrested. That's an absolute record in terms of the number of people who have been arrested for an act of civil disobedience. And then yesterday, another phase of this campaign was launched with what we call BATS. That stands for Bold Action Teams. And these are small teams that go out and disrupt pipeline construction wherever we find it, nonviolently, of course. But, you know, the pipeline, it's 346 miles long. And so you can find construction happening all over the place. And the idea is to use these small mobile units to go out and shut it down for, you know, an hour or more at a time. We shut down construction at one site for over an hour and the next one for about 20 minutes. So the idea is to have more and more people doing that. And then, you know, it escalates to the point instead of just a few bats, we're a swarm. And we can have a serious impact on this construction.
I've met bats. I could say some of my best friends are bats. I like bats, and I really like the idea of these small groups going out, making a huge difference. Farmers, I know, we all have a wrench in the truck, don't we? Of course we have a wrench in the truck. This is innovative, and it's really inspiring. So a little more, if you could talk about what effect this pipeline would have on people's land and lives.
Well, it's having a huge effect already. I mean, damage has been done. Obviously, the most serious damage comes when those 570,000 barrels of oil every day flow through there, then are refined and then are released into the atmosphere, exacerbating our climate crisis. That's by far the most serious problem. But the other issues, potentially when the pipeline breaks, the water quality issue is going to be huge. But beyond that, right now farmers are just being assaulted by this pipeline. We have some of the best topsoil in the world. Maybe you've got some pretty good leaves, but our topsoil is incredible, and farmers value it highly. And this pipeline company is not treating it with any kind of respect. At all. It is being mixed with the subsoil. In many cases, it's being worked when it's wet. You can't work topsoil when it's wet unless you want to ruin it. So there's that issue going on. We also have this thing in Iowa called tiles. These are underground ceramic or plastic tubes that drain water away from wetlands. And that has its own issue. But in terms of farming, it's essential that those tiles run, evenly. And when you come in and break them up for a pipeline, they don't run evenly anymore. So a lot of farmers are really concerned about that. There's one farmer who had, the company was supposed to put up a fence, didn't, and one of her cows fell into the trench and died. There was another time where
Hang on, Ed. We're out of time. I want to just close with one final. Just a message from you for our listeners right now. Why we support this kind of radio. Any thought that occurs to you?
I'm on radio here in Iowa too, yeah. And some of the community-owned stations are the most powerful and democratic voices for change, for real news, and so it's really important if you want to get an alternative to the corporate media. Community radio is the way to go.
And we wouldn't have Ed's voice on the KBOO airwaves if were it not for this membership drive. So you can see that we raise money, we raise awareness, and we raise our goals. And right now we are raising money for meet our goal this morning for AKSKDM. Make the call right now. And here are friends of ours. It's Teresa Mitchell.
Good morning, Chris. It's Teresa over there, and I'm Ani.
Hi. Indeed, I am here. The number to call, 877-552-66, and we have a goal of $100, which we could blow away with one call. Oh, that makes me so American, saying blow away. Oh, my God.
Specifically Texan, I think.
Yeah.
877-500.
We can just gun it down.
500-5266. We can, in fact, just go right past that goal with your support right now this morning. It takes all of us doing our part to make independent radio happen, and right now is the time to become a member of KBOO. Participate in your community radio station, because we are really out there. We are up front about our values here at KBOO. Our inherent values written into our program charter are peace, justice, democracy, human rights, environmentalism, multiculturalism, freedom of expression, and social change. That's right. Social change is a value written into our program charter. That is one of the reasons we exist. That is one of the tenets of our content producers that they live up to. So please do back that right now with your support at 877-500-5266.
free speech, democracy, bagels, and coffee right here at KBOO. We are at 20 Southeast 8th Street, where you can just drop in, and we can give you a tour or not, as you like. We'd be glad to take your pennies that way. 877-500-5266. Get yourself a KBOO hoodie. Be warm and comfy and styly this fall. Tomorrow's the first day of fall. You can call 877-500-5266. $20 a month. Do it. Make us smile. We'll do it right now as the programming continues. We will wait for your call. We will take your call.
877-500-5266. Onwards to Flashpoints.
Flashpoints. More excerpts from The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the new hard-hitting investigative film by Greg Palast. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. I wanted to continue our work here on Flashpoints with a few more excerpts of this marvelous new film by Greg Palast, Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Greg Palast is definitely a master at how U.S. elections are stolen and the various ways in which it is carried forth